Blog Talk Radio.
Motherfucking ass. It's Wolfpack TV, ladies and gentlemen. Small Wolf Big Dad. We'll be here again 1:30. It's lunchtime. Fuck with the Wolf, Juan and Don. You already know what time it is, baby. So, you know, technical difficulties yesterday. You know, on the presidential candidate, like I said, we've been having problems. Hit us up real quick. Twitter.com, Wolfpack_TV, Facebook.com. Instagram.com, this is coming soon. I promise guys, we've been very busy with our personal lives right now. So we're kind of taking a toll on us. So we will get to you guys is answers, questions, whatever, comments, criticisms, whatever's going on. You know what I'm saying? You know, hit us up. We can debate the Wolfpack every Tuesday. You know what I'm saying? So start with 10:30. You guys know what it is. We can talk about sports, real life situations, real life events that's going on, or some person that's wanting to drop their or something, whatever. You know, anything you want to discuss, hit us up Tuesday. You don't even have to be what we talk about. Let's just call it 713-955-0733. You know, and hit us up on social media. One more time, the number is 713-955-0733. Hit us up.
Once again, we have a lot of people commenting on the Wolfpack TV show, you know, on our Facebook post. So please, guys, if y'all want to call in and let your voice be heard, 713-955-0733 is that number you call to leave a comment or a criticism. Law, what's going on, baby?
Hey, yo. Wolfpack TV, we're in the house.
We are back in the house again, hitting y'all with the third episode of the week. Remember, every Tuesday, we go live at 10:30, guys. You know what I'm saying? So changes are going to be made on that. I understand that, well, the show's too late, this and that, and this and that. So we're going to change it to adjust the schedule. You know what I'm saying? The holidays is coming up, so there's really no reason on why y'all can't listen to what we have to say. It's cool, guys. We're gonna get fans regardless. You know what I'm saying? It does not matter. With that being said, I just want to pick up where we left off last night. Had major technical difficulties yesterday, so we apologize. That's what happens when we do
free shows, you know what I'm saying? You be prepared for it to mess up every now and then. That's what happens. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, here we go. Lone Wolf, your thoughts on the presidential candidates. Who would you vote for this time of election? And the second question would be, you know, how do you feel about Bernie Sanders losing or stepping down? I guess he lost against Hillary. Do you think it would have made a difference if he would have been in this election?
Well, as far as the candidates go, I mean, I'm not really impressed that much with either one. This is the first, like, presidential race that I've seen in a long time that's really been kind of just one-sided on both sides, the Republican and Democrat, and just almost like it's scripted to a certain extent. I just, you know, I know a lot of people, you know, don't like Trump because of what it says and his track record, and then, you know, it's kind of like he's more brash and, you know, just out there with it. And, you know, Hillary, on the other hand, you know, it's kind of like, you know, it's really the same stuff going on, but, you know, she doesn't brag about it or anything like that. It's just kind of like, you know, swept under the rug or whatever else. So, you know, with that being said, it just, you know, I mean, how can you win with that, you know? You know, what can you really do with that? And
right.
I do get the part about the empowering women, you know, first woman president. So, you know, I could definitely see that. But, you know, it's a lot going on in America right now. And I think, can all these issues get solved? I really don't know. You know, I really don't think that, you know, like I said, either one of these guys, you know, it's fit to run this country, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, I like to say for people, it's just really time to start thinking outside the box, you know, really be on this, you know, this BX shit and, you know, really be thinking about what's going on and you know, making moves and figuring out what you're going to have to do, because it just seems like it's just, I mean, it's just getting worse and worse, man. You know, the value of, you know, things that we used to have ain't there no more. So,
absolutely.
You know, you know, as far as Bernie Sanders, you know, going to your other question, I think he would have been the best candidate, you know, but when you throw in the idea of socialism, you know, that word and that concept, it scares off people. You know, they don't like that word. It triggers a bad response. And, you know, he kind of got that title. So, you know, but, I mean, you know, what I don't understand is, you know, people ask for equal and fairness, but that's really what a socialist country is. So, you know,
right.
You know, democracy can only exist when there's a ruling class, you know, and that's another thing in itself. So, you know, I don't know, man. I really don't know what to say, man. You know, America's at a place that it's never been before. I will say that, you know, a lot of people that I've been talking to that are old school, they tell me that, you know, it's back in the 1980s all over again, you know, but I don't know. But I will tell you this, you know, I'm built for this shit. Wolfpack is built for this shit because we were born in the 80s. So it doesn't matter to us, you know what I'm saying? We've seen this shit come and go, real in face, whatever, you know. So, but, yeah, you know, we'll see what happens, man. You got a lot of different things going on, you know, racism, classism, sexism, you know, just all kind of type of different things, you know, this clown situation, you know, popping out of here and, you know, trying to scare folks and how can you have order with all of that going on? And you know, it's a bit much, man. You know, and I mean, honestly, in my opinion, you know, of Obama, like, you know, I have a lot of respect for him, but I think he could have done a lot more. And a lot of people would say that, you know, it was a Republican party in office, and I would agree with them. It was a lot of them blocking what he was trying to do. And it just lets you know how stupid this country is, man, and how ass backward it is, you know, to think that it's going to continue to run like that and be able to, you know, stay afloat and be successful, you know, so.
Absolutely, Long Wolf. You brought up a very interesting point. Definitely, Obama could have did a lot more, and, you know what I'm saying, just piggyback what I was saying, you know what I'm saying, what I was saying yesterday, too, man, you know what I'm saying, with the Hillary and Trump situation, then going ahead, you have to pick the lesser of the two evils, you know. You guys want to talk about, you know, getting other people to vote, but y'all not voting. The people that's going telling everybody else to vote, are y'all voting? And if y'all are, you're going to bring up, you know, Hillary's track record, you know what I'm saying, and probably say all that, don't vote for Trump, but then turn around and vote for him, you know what I'm saying, because you find out some shit that has got leaked, you know, and this and that and this and that. So, you know, I don't want to spend too much time on it because we talked about it yesterday, you know, already for 15 minutes. So, you know, like I said, the election day is coming up in November. So hopefully we put the right person in that position, and we got to move on, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I really don't know what to say. I really don't want to come in office because I think it's just going to be ridiculous. And, you know, they were saying that, you know, if you put Hillary in the office, be prepared to have wars and stuff like that. You know, Russia's already going to declare war if Hillary gets in the thing. So it's like it's just set up for Trump to win. But we definitely see as the time gets closer to election. But moving right along, I just wanted to talk about today. The main thing that I wanted to talk about today is this fraud hip-hop shit that's been going on. You know, it's been poisoned since 1999, in my opinion. This is my opinion, guys. Since 1999, hip-hop has been poisoned. We don't support real hip-hop. And, you know, and that whole time when it was the golden era in the 90s, a lot of you guys were asleep on the West Coast music as a unit. You know what I'm saying? You got Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg, Nate Dogg, DJ Quick, MC8, and Daz Dillinger, Corrupt. A lot of them guys for rap, man, and y'all just pretty much just, you know, this gangster rap, this and that, and this and that. They was talking about what they experienced, have experienced in the past and what's around them. They can only talk about what they see, and for real. So, you know, out of all those guys, my favorite West Coast person in the golden era of hip-hop, which is the 90s, but I would have to go with Ice Cube. And then second would be DJ Quick, for sure. You know what I'm saying? I just started to get back into listening to MC8, some of his old stuff, and I was like, man, I never actually got to hear MC8. You know what I'm saying? Never had a record. Never had a, you know what I'm saying, none of his records or nothing like that, none of his CDs or tapes or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Never had one of those, never listened to it, but some of the stuff that he was saying, you know, going back and looking at his old videos and stuff like that, man, the young man could rap, man. He could really rap. So, Lone Wolf, who was your favorite West Coast MC back in the 90s?
My favorite West Coast MC in the 90s, I mean, probably would be everybody's favorite, probably Tupac. I mean, I like DJ Quick. You know, I think he's one of the best producers in rap, you know, hip hop. I like Ice Cube. That nigga J.O. Felony, Corrupt. those guys, you know what I'm saying? You know, I like the game too, you know, Game Goes On. So, but he was kind of like the new class, but those guys, I would definitely say them, you know what I'm saying? Pretty much anybody that was down with Death Row at that time, you know what I'm saying? Like that was the West Coast, you know, it wouldn't be no West Coast without right. Death Row. So.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
you know, I just feel like a lot of that stuff, you know what I'm saying, you know, it's East Coast and West Coast, they was both competitive. Everybody was A-plus, man. It's like the Avengers and the Justice League all over again. Everybody's an A-plus, man. Everybody, you know, was pulling weight. Some of them were pulling even more weight than the rest of them, but wasn't getting noticed and getting listened to, you know what I'm saying? So now it's just like, you know, let's all try to sound the same and, you know, be like Atlanta. You know, you got all these artists coming from Atlanta, you know, just talking a whole bunch of gibberish on the mic and not understanding what he's saying. You know, saying they either barred out on Xanax or Percocets or, you know what I'm saying, coke or crack, whatever the fuck, you know, they was doing. You could tell. I sit up there, I just got done watching the BET Awards, you know what I'm saying, the other day, and I was like, man, these performances are just ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? You know, these guys were like, damn, Fools, 21 Savage, Lil Uzi Vert, Kodak Black, you know what I'm saying, Black Young Star. I can't fuck with none of that shit, man. I really can't. You know, I fuck with Kendrick Lamar. I think that he got that belt when it comes to that West Coast music, man. I think he's the king of that West when it comes to that music shit, man. I mean, he's definitely one of my favorite rappers for sure. Top five right now, hands down, Kendrick Lamar. Still waiting on J. Cole to drop something. You know, never sleep on J. Cole because he's nice. You know, so, you know, I just feel like, you know, it's been tampered with. I mean, hip-hop, you know, you used to be able to just turn on the song, bro, and everything is just hot, man. You know what I'm saying? Turn on the radio and just hot. Now it's a repeated song. You know, N.A. Rhymes, they degrading women, you know, and then they, you know, promoting drugs and stuff like that. And a lot of that has to do with whoever's controlling the music, you know what I'm saying? CEOs of companies, a lot of these companies are controlling what people say to get the and of course the artist is going to follow suit just to get paid, get bills paid and help their families out, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you're literally a slave when it comes to that. Like I said, hip-hop is not competitive no more, Lone Wolf, and I don't know if I'm the only one I'm not the only one that realizes that. What's your take on what's going on when it comes to hip-hop?
I mean, yeah, I agree, man. You know, it's you know, I think right now where it's at is it's definitely a divide. You got two sides to it. You know, you got people that want that real lyricism,
right,
that real hip-hop, that real music, and then you got the other side that just barred out, zannied out, you know, just whatever, you know, and just don't give a fuck, you know, and you know, it's just you know, it's a divide now, you know, because you got two sides to it. So you know, it's gonna be real, it's just real interesting, you know, because it's gonna make it where, you know, people want to hear that, and then what's going on, people don't, you know, are more, they want to hear more social content in the music.
Right.
So, you know, so yeah, it's gonna, I feel like it's gonna come back to a certain extent, but you know, like I said, at the same time, you know, it's just a divide. So
cool, and all the young MCs that are coming up, man, be yourself. You know what I'm saying? Snoop Dogg brought up a powerful point. Point that he said, you know what I'm saying, be yourself. You know, don't be like nobody else. Stay true to yourself. Do what you like to do, and you know what I'm saying, it's gonna come. Period. You know what I'm saying? He got an award, so congratulations to Snoop Dogg for the BET award. Also, big ups to Kendrick Lamar for winning Lyricist of the Year. I think that was remarkable. I'm really getting tired of seeing Drake take on all these awards, and he's not really, you know, he don't really be, I mean, he sounds like, you know, he always being hurt by a female or something like that. And, it, you know, there's only so much I can take on that. So, you know, with that being said, I don't know about you, Lone Wolf, but I ain't heard nothing from Lil Yachty. You know what I'm saying? Besides that Broccoli song that they play every fucking hour down here in Austin because we only got one rap station. And that's another thing that I wanted to bring up, too. There's no really radio stations. I mean, you literally have to pay money in order to get satellite radio. And satellite radio in your car, they play the same songs over and over again, too. You know what I'm saying? there's not enough local radio stations to play, you know what I'm saying, you know, real life hip hop. I'm just really talking about just 90s hip hop, you know. Can we just get a radio station that only plays 90 hip hop? I mean, they can, you know, for 6 months you won't hear a repeated song at all. That's how much, you know, the 90s. I even go as far as the whole year. That's how much the 90s, you know, made a lot of tracks and a lot of good music, you know what I'm saying, in the 90s. So, I mean, I really miss the 90s. I go back from time to time to listen to some old stuff. I play my DJ Screw like crazy, like it just dropped. You know, I can't really get into this new stuff. And any cat hip-hop artist saying, you know what I'm saying, they not bitter and this and that. Yeah, you're bitter because you're not getting the attention that you used to in the 90s. This is not a 90s crowd right now. This is a crash dummy crowd. That's exactly what it's turned into, you know, when it comes to music, taking care of business, everything. You know, everybody's just sitting around waiting to see what somebody else is going to do so they can try to imitate. You know, like I said, I can't get into none of these guys at all from Atlanta. I just can't. I can't, man. You know what I'm saying? The people from Outkast that I did listen to was Outkast. You know, Outkast. They was live. Slim Calhoun. You know, Goody Mob. I didn't really get into Goody Mob. They had some good songs. You know, Bubba Sparks was nice. You know, the three or four songs that he pulled out. I don't know what happened to him now, but, you know, it's turning into some, I don't know what Atlanta's trying to bring, man. But, I mean, that tight jeans with the Serena Williams old braids from the early 90s is, I mean, these guys are wearing fucking barrettes and stuff in their hair, and it's getting ridiculous. Put trying on skirts, wearing bras. I don't understand that shit at all, man. You know, can we bring it? You know, can we bring EPMD back? Can we get old UZK, you know, put that shit in your trunk and bang? Can we bring Fat Pat and Hawk and Big Mo back and they can all get on the track and make a whole joint album, man? You know what I'm saying? I guarantee you they'll go platinum. You know, I was very disappointed in Ludacris when he dropped Ludiversal. I thought that could have been done better. I guess he just put something out in order to just put something out for the fans. Not really impressed with his last album. But don't get me wrong, that Release Therapy, Red Light District, and Theater of the Mind, I think those were his three best albums of all of them, man. Those three right there are pretty good. You know, I didn't like him at first, but he got some good music. Diplomats was actually pretty nice too before they broke up, you know what I'm saying? I hate that they broke up, you know. So, you know, we'll definitely see what's going on, guys. You know, maybe we can have it. Maybe that would be a good idea for me and Long Wolf to do also on top of this Wolf Pack TV. Maybe we need to open up a radio station and just play straight 90s hip-hop all fucking day long and talk about, you know, real-life situations, you know what I'm saying? Get on satellite radio, like Big Boy's Neighborhood or, you know, Sway in the Morning. Or, you know, Breakfast Club or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Start interviewing, you know, artists that come to Texas and stuff like that. So I don't understand why Texas, we haven't had no good representative of Texas come through and really make music. I know Zero's doing this thing, you know, Drinking and Driving. That album is actually pretty live. You don't even have to skip a song on there. That's how good that CD is. He's really the only one that's making noise in H-Town. Anybody else, Lone Wolf, since you're in H-Town, anybody else that's blowing up that you're feeling right now when it comes to Texas music?
I mean, there's a lot of young cats. I haven't really been keeping up, honestly. I mean, definitely Zero's is still going strong. I know Slim Thug just dropped not too long ago. I mean, honestly, as far as the new guys, man, I mean, I know there's some, like Trill Stammy, and there's a couple other cats. I know you got,
Trill,
Sauce Twins, but, I haven't really been keeping up, man. Like, honestly, I mean, You know, I mean, I'm kind of like you, man. I don't have any dreads to shake. I'm not out here with my shirt off, you know, with tight jeans on. I'm chilling, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm you know, doing it the player way. So whatever. I just, you know, I listen to my 90s, 2000 hip hop, and you know, some of the stuff I can feel it, and you know, if I feel it, I feel it. If I don't, I don't. But I don't go looking for it either. You know, so.
Absolutely, Wolf Nation, and if you we're not belittling anybody saying that if you listen to this, you know, this and that, this and that. No, I'm just saying that we can't get into Lil Uzi Vert, you know, YFN, Lucci, Black Youngstar, Kodak Black, Lil Yachty, you know what I'm saying, 21 Savage, and now we got this dude, 22 Savage, you know, going back and forth at each other, I don't know if a name or whatever, but, you know, I can't get into that stuff, man, I really can't. So, you know, I just want to talk about that you know, we discussed it, you know. If you listen to that, so be it. You know, if you don't, you don't. If you listen to it, cool. You know, more power to you, man. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you know, it's so watered down, hip-hop as a unit, man. That used to be our voice, man, and now it's just turned into everybody else's voice, you know what I'm saying, or somebody else telling y'all what to do, and then y'all just telling, well, he told me to do this, so I'm doing this. But whatever, man. They're going to do what y'all want to anyway. Guys, don't forget, tune in every Tuesday at 10:30. We'll be doing the show Tuesday at 10:30. Instagram coming up. Wolfpack TV is still alive, guys. We're going to keep it going. Videos is coming soon. Like I said, guys, we've just been very busy. Y'all tune in. Number is called 713-955-0733. Lone Wolf, that's it, man. We out of here. We will catch you guys Tuesday, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. Holla at y'all.
Peace.